You only have 5 minutes.
Hmm? 5 minutes? Oh, yes, I understand.
Just make sure you're okay. You're ready.
Okay, yes, I understand. I'm...
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you should be able to hit Q and get a mic check on her without going over the air.
She said, how would you do
it? Huh? What's the matter now? Okay, not a problem. All I'm doing now is preparing me. Huh?
Yeah, you got 4 minutes. Come on now.
I understand. Okay.
That's why I'm here today, because I don't want that mess that we had before. I've been here for 2 hours, making sure you're here.
Well, I didn't know I needed to be 2 hours ahead.
Okay, are you okay?
I'm fine.
If you're like me, you can take your mask off.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
Okay, say something.
Good afternoon.
Okay, she's good. I mean, she's ready to go live and get on. And you bring the boss to go about that.
Okay, now is this clock here accurate? Right. The one I'm looking at, the back clock, right? Well, I can tell. Take me the back.
Yeah, that's right,
because I got 428 too.
Okay.
2 minutes.
All right. All is well. If you want to take a break, just signal, okay?
Okay. I think I'll be all right. I think the main thing is I think we don't have the 7 second delay.
Through for the 30 minutes without a break.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to encourage my listeners to call, in which case they'll break me. I would like to be broken by good radio.
Okay, we got it.
Yeah, my goal is to be broken by good radio, not by just me taking a break.
If there's a call, we'll let her know, okay?
Now, there is no 7 second delay on the terrestrial broadcast, is my understanding. Therefore, if it sounds like they're getting ready to start cussing, cut them off instantly. There is like a little bit of a 1 second delay. But I'm serious. If you have to cut them off, cut them off, and I'll let me apologize and say to them, you know, if you can say this in a more calm manner, please call back.
Just had a bag of, and
I'm still off about this.
That's okay. Did you get my text?
I was.
I feel you. Okay, don't worry about it. Go ahead. We're good. Start me on Grazing in the Grass. That's good. You know, it's just an instrumental. Start me there. And then you know, then I'll come on in. Okay, this is a little bit loud for me.
This should be okay, Nick. I'm gonna run out to my car and see.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grazing in the Grass by Hugh Masekela. It's just an instrumental.
The Human Well-Being Report, Saturdays, 4:30 to 5 p.m., here on WLTH Radio AM 1370 and FM 92.7. I'm your host, Lady Norma. Join me for lively discussions about how we human beings are doing. How are we doing relative to the pandemic? Our climate and environment, education, health, happiness, and more. Let's talk Saturday, 4:30 to 5 p.m. here on WLTH Radio, the region's choice and the people's voice. The Human Well-Being Report.
Delight and satisfy your taste buds. Smoky Corn is a leading purveyor of gourmet popcorn. Smoky Corn pops premium organic popcorn kernels to perfection and then adorns the puffs of bliss with savory flavors and smoky spices. Imagine the deliciousness of smoke and truffles, Smokies all, and more. Order your gourmet popcorn today. Visit www.smokycorn.com now. Gratify your craving for the best gourmet popcorn around. Delight and satisfy your taste buds. Visit smokycorn.com. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Human Well-Being Report. I'm your host, Lady Norma, also known as Norma Carey. I am broadcasting from the wonderful studios of WLTH Radio AM 1370 and FM 92.7. We're streaming at Facebook / WLTH. This is talk radio at its finest, and you can call the show at 219-885-1371. Now, my project, Human Hub, and the Human Well-Being Report promote human well-being, which means that human beings have the basic means of physical survival on planet Earth: clean air, clean water, nutritious food, restful sleep, shelter, utilities, and clothing, all at the same time. And that human beings truly thrive and enjoy life here on planet Earth. The Human Well-Being Report is adding more sponsors, building listenership, and lining up guests to appear on the show to discuss topics. If you or someone you know is interested in participating with the Human Well-Being Report as a guest or sponsor, please call me, 219-649-2590. Now, today is Saturday, October 23rd, 2021. So let's catch up here. First of all, Mayor Richard Gordon Hatcher Day was Monday, October 11th, 2021. Again, I want to make sure, certainly during the month of October, that I brought this out. There is also a new statue of the former mayor. I remember handing out flyers during the then Attorney Hatcher's initial bid against A. Martin Katz to be the first African-American mayor of Gary. You know, that was back in like 1967. You know, so I applaud his tenure as mayor of Gary. He accomplished many things, including hosting the first National Black Political Convention at Westside High School in 1972. Mayor Hatcher passed away in 2019. You know, and rest in peace, Mayor Hatcher, and many blessings to your family that is carrying on your legacy of public service. Now, also, just wanting to catch us up here, also on October 11, 2021, Indigenous Peoples Day, that was also Indigenous Peoples Day, it's celebrated, Indigenous Peoples Day to everybody. And here in the USA, the term Indigenous people basically refers to the millions of people that were here when Christopher Columbus arrived in 1492. I'll listen, on a few of the names of the indigenous nations, and you'll probably recognize them. Iroquois, Apache, Navajo, Cree, Choctaw, Hopi, Tohono O'odham, Potawatomi. There's also a document, the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, that was accepted by the United Nations in 2007, by the Arizona State Legislature in 2007, and then by the United States Congress in 2010. Now, it's on the internet, this document, at https://www.un.org/development/DESA/Indigenous Peoples/Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, okay? In 2006, while he was working to get this passed, I spoke to a man named Tupac Acosta, who ran the Indigenous Peoples Embassy in Phoenix, Arizona. And he indicated, he told me then, that he was hoping to help lift African American people also with the Declaration of some Indigenous people of Turtle Island. Now, Turtle Island, as you know, is the indigenous people's name for the United States of America. Some indigenous peoples perceive Africa to be the place where human life began on Earth and perceive African American people to be descendants of the indigenous peoples of the continent of Africa. And as it turns out, this concept is aligned with the view of most sociologists, scientists, and citizens here in the United States of America. So, one of the reasons I wanted to bring this forward is because as Black African American people, we may want to consider using the provisions that are in this UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples for our own upliftment, okay? Because when we start talking about how we as African American people can go forward and really begin to have the resources begin to really use our fair share of the Earth's resources, this might be something that we could use to, give us a little bit more legal foundation. And I bring that definitely for us. Okay? And, again, that was our Congress, the United States Congress, did sign on to the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. So as Indigenous Peoples, we do have some rights there, let's use them. Now, also on October 11th, 2021, as it turns out, some people are celebrating Columbus Day. And, the truth about Christopher Columbus's oppressive ways has become kind of common knowledge, and many people who have experienced ongoing oppression here in the United States of America are no longer fans. Nevertheless, Christopher Columbus does have a following. He was an Italian explorer and navigator who was working for the Catholic monarchy of Spain when he made a transatlantic voyage and landed on Turtle Island shores. Okay, but I did want to bring out that piece about the Indigenous Peoples Day. I think that as African Americans, we might, it does, I did get a chance to read the document through. And I do know there are a lot of things in there that would be very helpful to us. So if you get a chance, go on the internet and check it out. Okay. This is WLTH Radio, AM 1370, FM 92.7, streaming at Facebook / WLTH. Now, as it turns out, the entire month of October is Fire Prevention Month. So let's be safe, everyone, and I'm working on seeing if we can get some folks to come in and talk to us a little bit about fire prevention, okay? Please note that the views and opinions expressed by the host, callers, and guests are not necessarily those of the owner, staff, or sponsors of WLTH Radio or any platforms used to publish and or archive this show on the internet. You can, of course, give us a call, 219-885-1371, with any questions or comments. Today's topics, we'll be discussing women, we'll be discussing human sovereignty. Okay. Now, we had gone over the topic of women a little bit in the past. Today, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up that subject, okay? As always, the Human Well-Being Report acknowledges that human beings are energy or spirit beings having physical experiences. Now, we start there. I think that in so many of our discussions, we are kind of leaving out the concept that when we say I, we're not necessarily talking about our physical bodies. We'll say I have a body. So that means the I part is what? Something unseen. That's our energy self, our spirit self, our soul, if you will. Okay, that's what the I refers to. And we'll say I have a body, and it's something like this. And so Human Well-Being Report wants to keep that whole concept at the forefront of our discussions here. Now, they say the third time is a charm, so okay, I'm completing my discussion about women, and I'm going to go ahead and lay this out a little bit and invite you to give us a call in a minute. Now, as we pointed out before, in the United States, there are about 335 million people, 170 million of whom are female. That means that in the United States of America, about 50.6% of the population, a little over half, are women. So, how are women doing physically? How are we doing financially, socially, emotionally, politically, energetically, or spiritually? You know, how are we doing? So, starting on the bright side, in my opinion, women are doing pretty well energetically / spiritually, okay? What they call divine feminine energy is more firmly established on the planet right now, which tends to strengthen feminine energy in all of its expressions, including the bodies, minds, energy fields, and spirits of individual women and women in groups. Things that for a long time were associated only with girls and women are more widely accepted and used by all human beings. Consider, for example, the color pink, okay? Consider the idea of makeup. Many more men just simply, you know, they actually have whole makeup lines for men. That didn't really exist that much, say, 50 years ago, okay? Or the concept of, say, crying in public, okay? You see much more of that among men now. That's, women used to have somewhat of a social okay to do that. Now all human beings are a little bit more allowed to do that. You see that a little bit more right now. Okay, that whole divine feminine is coming in and being much more established here. Generally speaking, feminine energy is the energy of receptivity. Okay, it is the energy of having and holding. And it is sometimes associated with the color black. The color black, and this is why, as an African American person, as a black person, I say to many people, you know, the concept that black is associated with something bad, this is very new. This is very new. In ancient times, black was associated with femininity, and it was perceived as something very good. The color black receives all light. It receives everything. Now, if there is a greater force associated with feminine energy, if it is not just a sense of having and holding, one then is experiencing what's called magnetism. You put a little force behind this feminine receptivity, you get magnetism. Okay? And then, of course, we've all heard of electromagnetism. The electrical or electro part is projective and masculine, and the magnetism part is receptive and feminine. Okay? Now, while masculine energy pushes and projects, feminine energy pulls or magnetizes. All human beings are energy beings. Energy can change instantaneously. So all human beings can use feminine and masculine energy equally well. Okay, remember our energy fields, they are not, there's no gender associated with them. They can change, at will. Now, we determine our situation and use the appropriate energy at the appropriate time. Now, these are, where are women energetically and spiritually? This is what femininity and women are about, and that is being uplifted, bolstered, strengthened right now. So energetically, spiritually, we're doing pretty good. Also energetically and spiritually, women are the doorways between the energy spirit side of life and the physical side of life. That's what wombs are. Okay? If an energy being wants to have a physical experience, they come through a womb and then onto the physical plane. So, all right, moving along a little bit, politically, where are women? Women are beginning to come into their own. Congress is still short, 25% of its females. The U.S. population is 50.6% female, but females make up only about 25% of the federal legislature. So, okay, nevertheless, 25% is better than it was before, so we're improving. And women continue to rise to greater heights in local politics. Look at the young lady, India Walton, who recently beat a four-term incumbent for the Democratic nomination for mayor of Buffalo, New York. Also politically, it would be great if the Equal Rights Amendment were in full force in the United States. There's already legislation for removing the time limit. Hey, Equal Rights Amendment's just sitting on the goal line, ready to just go. Please give your U.S. rep or your U.S. senator a call, 202-224-3121 or 202-225-3121, and let them know we'd like to get the Equal Rights Amendment passed through Congress. Well, it's actually passed through Congress. It has been ratified by 38 states, and the goal here at this point is just simply to get it over the goal line and let it go ahead and be an amendment. Okay, now for overall, looking at women relative to our overall well-being and to support ourselves emotionally, socially, and sociopolitically, I respectfully suggest that women begin to have true rites of passage into womanhood, and the one of these rites be to call oneself a woman once one reaches the age of 18 years. I feel that if females stop blurring the line between girlhood and womanhood, it might be easier for all human beings, especially men, to not blur that line. Right now, there is no consistent line. This can begin with this idea of a clear line could begin with females. Let's emphasize that there is a clear difference between girls and women. Okay, now also concerning our overall well-being, I note that social media sites sometimes foster poor body images among girls and anorexia and thoughts of suicide. So please note that in hearings this month, evidence of some of these effects of social media were presented in the United States Senate by a lady named Frances Haugen. Now, girls and women, for whatever reason, have been kind of susceptible to that. So we want to keep that in mind as we go forward with our internet and, you know, being internet savvy in the things we allow our children to watch, the things we're watching, and the things that we pick up and the ideas that we promote. Financially, women in the United States still earn approximately 70% of what men earn in the workplace. This is another reason that the Equal Rights Amendment would be a good thing to have in full force. The income of women would be equal to that of men at that point. Physically, how are women doing? Let's see. Way too many women are being raped, sexually abused, murdered, and disappeared at a physical level. Physically, women are taking a hit. In the meantime, the overwhelming majority of employees called essential workers are women. These women too often live in food deserts, have no access to high-quality mineral and vitamin supplements, and have no health insurance, so their immunity is not optimal. All of this while they're overworked and underpaid. Come on now. Physically, women have taken a hit. Women also endure surgeries where one's uterus is removed and meshes implanted, which sometimes is very difficult to live with after the operation. You know, we physically, I think that's really where women could use things to be bolstered immediately. So, you know, a few weeks ago, gymnasts, Simone Biles, Allie Raymond, Michaela Maroney, and Maggie Nichols testified before the U.S. Senate about sexual abuse at the hands of Larry Nassar. You know, all this kind of stuff is going on. This kind of stuff needs to just definitely stop. Okay? We really don't want to have that continuing to go on for us. So right now we're getting a little bit close to the end of our show here. This is WLTH Radio, AM 1370 and FM 92.7. You can give us a call at 219-885-1371. Moving forward here to topic number two, human sovereignty. Sovereignty, first of all, just the word sovereign, S-O-V-E-R-E-I-G-N. It's an adjective. This time I'm going to define the adjective. One, above or superior to all others, chief, greatest, supreme. Two, supreme in power, rank or authority. Three, of or holding the position of ruler, royal, reigning. Four, independent of all others. Now, sovereignty, the state or quality of being sovereign. All right? Status, dominion, rule, or authority of a sovereign. When I talk about human sovereignty, I'm talking about the concept that we as human beings, we reign supreme over ourselves. Not anybody else, but ourselves. Other people do not have the right or the authority to step in and reign over us. Now, it is my understanding that each and every human being on planet Earth is here because one wants to be here. And the force that we call love, God, you know, by any name, wants us here. We are not here because we were called, sent, permitted, or accepted by any other human being. We're here because God said we can be here. Nobody else has the right. There's no other force anywhere that has the right to tell us to leave, or that we do not have the right to the means of our habitation here. That is to say, the planetary resources that allow us to stay here. God's never taken us anywhere. He can't keep us. Okay, we have a right to be here. Just like the trees and stars, we have the right to be here. our fathers and mothers did come together to conceive a human embryo, and our mothers did cooperate by carrying us in their wombs and giving birth to us. However, our energy, spirit self, was not compelled by anyone or anything to enter the fetus. That was our decision, and our decision alone, to take that final step and enter the fetus and the physical plane of existence. We did that on our own. We, as human beings, each and every one of us, has sovereignty over our being. And I bring this out because I think this underlies a lot of the things that are going on. For whatever reason, as human beings, we don't take the time to really think this through and stand on our, just stand on what we know to be true. This is just the truth of it. This is WLTH Radio, AM 1370, FM 92.7. You heard it here. Call 219-885-1371. Right now, we are getting on toward the end of our show. Right now, it's about 4:56. We have 4 minutes. So I did want to bring that out, however, about human sovereignty. This is important. As human beings, it's not okay for us to just stand by and let other people tell us what they think we ought to be doing, or for a stack of paper called a corporation to try to tell us what we ought to be doing. No, we have, it is our, not only our right, it's at this point our responsibility to ourselves to do what we know we ought to be doing. It is our responsibility to let some of these other beings know who is sovereign over our being, which is we ourselves. Okay? I think this is where the rubber really meets the road, bottom line. Okay, and so I think the takeaway from all of this is it's important to establish this, to talk about this, and let people know, you know, we, no longer to be downtrodden, you know, to claim who we are and stand in our power. Now, at this point, I'm going to talk a little bit about our sponsor, Smoky Corn. Delight and satisfy your taste buds. Smoky Corn is a leading purveyor of gourmet popcorn. Smoky Corn pops premium organic popcorn kernels to perfection and then adorns the puff of bliss with savory flavors and smoky spices. Imagine the deliciousness of smoke and truffles, smokies all and more. Order your gourmet popcorn today. Visit www.smokycorn.com now. Gratify your craving for the best gourmet popcorn around. Delight and satisfy your taste buds. Visit smokycorn.com. And so at this point, I ask the listening audience to please, think that over this week. We'll be taking up this idea of human sovereignty again next week. We will be folding that into the concepts around just simply being able to live well here on planet Earth. I would like to thank you very much for listening to the Human Well-Being Report. It has been my pleasure to serve you today. Of course, many blessings to everyone. And of course, have a very good week. If you do have a last minute comment, you can give us a call at 219-885-1371. But we also want to, of course, be on time for our next show. And I'd like to thank my board op very much for his support and assistance this week. And many blessings to everyone.
Okay. On the FM dial, 92.7, W224EA, Gary, Indiana. I was the first brother.
had your number, but I didn't have it.
Oh, I apologize.
I don't know how that happened, but I got to go. I told him I can't go back to it. And I'll be forgetting about it. I wear my clothes in the dryer. And then the screen.
Okay,
I'm trying to get used to being there. That's
all right. I like to see it.
There's no life off of my own.
Don't worry about it. Like I said, I was prepared this week. I got here a little bit early.
Okay. Did things work out okay?
Oh, yes. All is well. All is well.
Good. 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 Good.
Good. I'm not going to get upset.
I'm glad you're not
notice
upset.
The relaxed and easy way I'm handling it.
Okay. You have a discussion.
Right. We're going to have a relaxed and easy concept.
He was going to be here.
Well, as it turns out, I think, okay, this time I texted him, but he saw the text, but it didn't have my name, all right, so this time I said, you know, well, now next time, I'm going to call, even if you don't answer the phone, I'm going to call you, and so he said, please do, so I'm going to do that, yeah, so I'm going to give him a call ahead, so this, like I said, I did text him, about 3:15, and so he said he got it, but he got it late. So I'm going to call him next time just to give him that little extra reminder. Okay, thank you. Take care now.